Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
If you just tuned in now, remember, it's Hillman on Cliff Central, and Aria's down with man flu. So please go tweet him, hashtag Hillman feel better at Aria Hillman. But I'm going to be standing with you. It's Michael Flax. Kat, do you think they know it's me by now?
Yeah, I mean, just because you and Aria are Jewish doesn't mean you sound the same.
Kat, but what time is it though?
It's time for relax.
I don't have elevator music. I don't even know if oh, what is going on there? I don't even know if I've got like bass droppy music. Is that good?
No.
Let's not use that.
That's definitely not bass drop.
But this Relaxes Flax is a bit different to all other Relaxes Flaxes.
Yes.
We have a bit of a special guest in the house. Kat, tell me if I do a good job at intro profiling this guest.
Okay.
So she's 23 years old. Lives in Johannesburg. She's lived in Cape Town before. She's lived in Durban.
Yeah.
She's got brown hair. She's a fashion buyer.
Ew.
And some people may also know her as Flax's girlfriend or Liz.
You forgot the most important thing.
Oh, yes. Wait, let me redo it. Can I redo it?
Ish, okay.
Okay. Flax's girlfriend.
Hello, everybody.
No, you forgot one thing.
What?
In the intro.
What?
You forgot to say that she's pretty. What's wrong with you?
Kat, everyone already knows that, though.
But you should say it, just to make her feel better.
But this is the first time she's ever been on Relaxes Flax.
I know.
But she listens to Relaxes Flax.
Does she?
Do you know, Kat, should I open up the phone lines to hashtag ask Flax's girlfriend a question? Do you think that'll trend locally or internationally?
Hey, Michael, I don't know.
Okay, phone lines are open. 0861-555-189. You can ask her anything about me. She'll give you a straightforward answer. Whether it's pretty or not, I can't tell you that. But it's Relax It's Flax, and I thought no one really knows celebrity gossip. Like, in South Africa, she's probably the second to knowing celebrity gossip. Because she hears it all from me. You know?
So you're the first.
Yes.
What lies?
Sorry, what was that?
What lies, Michael?
Okay, let's get straight into it. Kat, what is the worst way you'd want to die?
Getting hit by an ugly car.
Drowning.
Drowning.
Oh God, yes, that'd be horrible.
That'd be worse.
Have you guys ever imagined yourselves being stuck in a lift?
Okay, yes.
No.
I have that fear every single time I'm in an elevator. I'm so scared of getting stuck on a floor and not being able to do anything about it. And running out of water, running out of food.
What happens if that lift starts plummeting?
I don't know, I'd probably cry.
Because this happened to 8 people in China. They got stuck in a lift. All of a sudden, because the building was like under construction, all of a sudden that wire or whatever holds the lift just started plummeting 18 floors till their death.
18?
18 floors. Oh my God, that is the scariest thing ever.
Do you know what's worse is like when you dream that you're falling and then you don't reach.
No.
That's probably what that's like.
But I heard like dreams actually mean something. Like there's a reason for that dream.
I don't know.
They are. You should go on to, you can like research your, Google your dreams.
What was the last dream you had?
Oh. Who was he?
Shut up, chat.
I could say to you, who was she?
No, don't do that.
It was me, Kat.
Yes, of course.
I don't know, but I dream of spiders often, and I know that means I'm anxious.
Yeah, let me pull up what happens when you're dreaming of spiders. One second. When you're dreaming of spiders, let me just Google. All right, I have the answer here. When you're dreaming of spiders, you're actually supposed to be a zookeeper.
What?
I don't know, Kat. I was on the spot. I was trying to come up with something.
I thought you Googled something.
No, I was lying.
Anyway, what happened to these people in the lift? Did they all die?
They all died. All of them. There was 8 of them. That is like the worst way to die.
Where were they going in this lift? In a building that's being constructed?
Well, it dropped 18 floors, so I'm going to just assume they were looking for the 18th floor, Kat.
Okay, but was this a building that was under construction?
Yeah, it was under construction in China.
Okay, so what are they doing in the lift? Do they work on the building?
No, Kat, like imagine if our building had a lift, but our building was under construction, like they were changing things and renovations.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, these people didn't take the stairs and... Shame. Now they're all dead and it's a tragedy.
Excuse.
That's actually a life lesson, Kat. Stop taking lifts. Stop being lazy. Stop taking lifts. Stop being lazy.
Stairs.
Take the stairs and like burn some calories on your way to your meeting.
Mm. definitely.
Did you see that picture going viral of what Drake, he Instagrammed a photo of this message he sent his mom a while back. Did you check that, Kat?
I think you showed that to me.
Have you seen it, Liz?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, this made my week. So, Michael,
before you carry on, please, Liz is the guest here. Address Liz before you address me.
Okay, sorry.
This is
sorry.
The VIP here.
Sorry, Kat, going to cut you off. It what are you Liz. Saying? Sorry, Kat, you're getting cut off. No, I'm joking. You back on, Kat. So, Drake Instagrammed this photo the other day. It says, "Dear Mom, I've cancelled the Wine Image subscription." Obviously, Wine Image is sort of like a Netflix subscription or something like that. "Due to my eBay charges coming to more than I had planned for, please know that you will be fully reimbursed through several methods and or means of payments. Thanks for temporarily funding my music and wardrobe. Your business partner, Aubrey Graham." Mm. Now, so obviously, sweet. This was done long before he became famous. I mean, is that not like the sweetest thing ever? First of all, it's that so his sweet. Mom gave everything that she had. But now he's thanking her. And he's probably giving her the world. She's probably driving the coolest car, living in like 10 bedroom houses.
Yeah. You got to appreciate your mom.
That's yes, why Michael. We have Mother's Day to remind us.
What did you buy for your mother last Mother's Day?
It was so long ago, Kat. I can't remember.
No, it was not.
When was it?
Like two months ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I probably went for lunch or something. You see, I'm not on.
I'm sure Liz knows because, you know, women, yes. We keep tabs of everything.
I flew to Durban to surprise my mom for Mother's Day, and I sent her a whole bunch of flowers to be delivered at her work just to surprise her.
And you, Michael?
I think I just went out for dinner. Like, spending time with your mother instead of giving gifts. Okay, I'm a bad son. Ooh. Sorry about that. Kat, can we edit that
this
out?
This is what I put up with.
No.
This is what I put
just
up with all the time.
That came out of nowhere. I apologize to you.
I will not be editing that out.
Please, Kat, you've got to edit that out. I can't go down in history as the man that was trying to speak on air and then a burp just came out.
This is Michael. Anyways.
Liz, you'll know this next story. You know that Tangle teaser that you use at home?
Yes. Best thing ever. No, but that's the best thing ever invented.
Okay, sorry, what's a Tangle teaser?
It is a brush it's almost like the size of your palm, and it just detangles your hair completely. I don't know what it's made of. It's like plastic, but it has two types of bristles, and honestly, every girl should go get one. And it comes in great colors.
Ish, you see, it won't work for my hair because our hair is like, what can I say? It's like hard, you see. It's going to break that brush. So if they can make one for our hair, yes, I'll buy it.
Kat, this Tangle teaser of Liz's goes wherever we go. Any holiday, this Tangle teaser follows.
But where is it now?
It's probably right next to the bed. But the dude that invented this Tangle teaser, which is a genius invention, he first pitched it to Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den,
like, no one wanted to invest in it. They all said it was a bad idea. It's not going to work. Now he's selling his company. I think he's selling it for £220 million, which is, I don't even know how many dollars. But that is worth more than the net worth of each one of those Dragon's Den's people. So
what
how's
is
that?
Dragon's Den again?
Don't you know Dragon's Den? Like,
is it a game?
No, it's like a show. They've even got a Dragon's Den South Africa. You go there with like a business idea and you pitch it to like four people and you try to get them to invest in your company and like they help you along the way and stuff like that. Kat, have you not seen it?
Or is it like Mashonisa?
What?
Mashonisa is a loan shark.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, it's not like a loan shark. You pitch your business idea and you look for money. You get investments and stuff.
So if I want to open fish and chips with donuts on the side business, I can go there.
Yeah, but it's more like if you've come up with an invention and you found a market, but you just need funding for it.
Yeah, that's an invention.
Then you go pitch it to the dudes at Dragon's Den and they either give you money or they let you slide. Obviously, they let this dude slide and he slid into a big pile of money.
Must be nice. As long as he's not sliding into DMs.
Do you know he is sliding into DMs? Oh, the transitions into stories today, Kat.
Yeah, it's because, you know,
it's like tag team.
Yeah, you know,
like
when
you
Kelman
set me up and
yet.
I just volleyed that one.
And I don't even have your content in front of me.
I know, it's crazy. Did you know Charlie Sheen's got like a girlfriend, guys?
Yeah, unfortunately.
No. Yeah, he's got a girlfriend. Her name is Jess Impiazi. Impiazi?
Impiazi.
Okay,
she's Zulu.
No, let me spell this for you. Impiazi. How'd you spell that?
I mean,
how Impiazi. Jess Impiazi.
That girl is Zulu. Impiazi.
No, she's not Zulu. Anyway, she's legit dating Charlie Sheen. But you know what the funny part is, Liz?
What?
Her, guess what company she like sort of owns? Or that she's like promoting. I don't know if it's kicked off yet, but guess what she does as her business?
I don't know.
She sells condoms.
Oh god.
And she's dating Charlie Sheen.
Very fitting.
Yeah. But she's now known as what did she quote? She quoted she's now being called the AIDS girl. And she's getting so much slack for dating Charlie Sheen, but she does say that they haven't had sex yet. They're taking the relationship very slow, and she understands like everything around AIDS and stuff like that and all the precautions, but she's really just starting to get to know him as a person. How do you feel about that sort of relationship dynamic, and do you think it will work, Liz?
It's interesting. I don't know. everyone for themselves, I guess.
What about you, Kat?
I don't think Charlie Sheen should be dating anybody. He's just a self-destructor, and he'll.
I'm also not like a Charlie Sheen fan. Like, I really think he's sort of like a womanizer, dirtbag. Yeah. Like, from all his past and all the drugs he's done and the things he's said and done to women, like all those reports, and he's sort of like a sleazebag, eh?
He's just dodgy. He must go live in a house somewhere by himself and just smoke his life away or whatever.
See, I know Liz isn't into those kind of guys because she's obviously dating me. But what about you, Kat? Are you into those guys?
Which kind?
Like the
Charlie Sheen?
No, not Charlie Sheen, but sort of like they might be good looking, they might be built, but the end of the day, they're sort of like douchebaggy and stuff like that.
I mean, I know one.
Who?
He's next door. If you look to your left, he's sitting on the table there.
Kat's,
who do you see?
Kat's talking about her future husband, O'Neill.
Future husband? I never.
What happened in the last week?
I dumped his ass.
How can you dump
him? On to the next one.
But you were head over heels for him.
I never.
Kat, you can't just change your mind when you
Yes,
you
I
please.
Can, Michael. I could change men every week if I wanted.
Can I tell you what I did?
What?
I told Liz to prepare a few stories.
Mm.
Now, I'm very excited to see how she delivers them, as this is her first time on air.
You guys are getting put on the spot today.
Yo, Liz, let us know what you got for us on this edition of Relax It's Flex.
I was waiting because I wanted to, you know, slide it in, you know, connect it to your stories.
Whoa, what are you trying to slide in?
What are we sliding in?
What are you trying to slide in?
The stories, guys.
Because
nothing that you're saying is linking to what I got you.
This is a PG show. Please, Liz, we're not sliding
No swearing. Guys. Nothing about sex.
Sorry, I apologize.
Sliding things in.
Apologize.
What you got for us?
So, I wanted to talk, and I know it's obviously old news, but it's about the Taylor Swift tour.
Mm. Mm.
So, everyone by now knows about Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And I just found a Instagram that Taylor posted, and she just basically explained, and I thought it was quite just interesting to see. So, she said, she posted an Instagram of where she wrote on, you know, like notes on your phone. She wrote that and screenshotted it. And then she posted to Instagram, and then her comment was that moment when Kanye West secretly records your phone call, and then Kim posted to the internet.
Oh yeah, I saw
which
that.
Was quite a dig.
But then, like straight after that, it got revealed that Kanye West's what's his name, producer, Kat, what's his producer's name that was in that conversation?
I don't know.
Anyway, his producer was in that conversation, and the phone was on speakerphone, and you can clearly hear the producer talking to Taylor.
Yeah.
So Taylor knew it was on speakerphone, but then. As I read this morning, now Taylor's saying, no, I did not know I was on speakerphone, so I'm still going to sue his ass.
Yeah, she must try. the thing though...
What are you guys laughing at?
Liz saying she must try.
She must.
Who's got more money, though?
Girl got to stand up for herself.
Yeah, who has got more money? Kat, can you pull up the net worth
isn't
of
Kanye,
Kanye West and Taylor Swift?
Kanye said he was in debt, guys.
Oh.
No, Kanye's not in debt.
Yeah, he's not, though.
Oh. Kanye was in debt. 50 Cent was in debt.
Yeah.
None of them are in debt.
But anyway, so in Australia, they painted a mural of Taylor Swift on a wall.
No.
And they said, in memory of Taylor Swift, 1989 to 2016.
Wait, but Kanye
and
wore
then,
T-shirt as well.
Yeah, no, that was Photoshop though.
Oh.
But yeah, it was really funny. You should all go look at it. Go try Google the photo.
Whoever
of
did that
Kanye.
Mural, that is top class.
Wait,
that,
but they even...
That is top class, guys.
They even... posted an event on Facebook and said to people, please come lay down flowers and light candles in memory. Which was deep.
That is a burn and a burn, half.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So Kanye is worth 145 mil.
Yeah, but he's broke, eh?
But Tay Tay is worth over $200 million.
Ooh, so
with estimates upward of $240 million.
So who do you think can afford the better lawyer? Obviously Taylor Swift. Tay-Tay. Yeah.
She's ranking in about $80 million a year.
Why are you guys calling her Tay Tay? That's not her nickname.
Ah, Tay Swizzle, whatever.
It's whatever.
T Swizzle, Taylor Swift, Swifty.
But surely her new beau will help her.
New
Tom.
Tom Hiddleston. What's
Hiddleston.
It? Hiddleston.
She moved on quickly, hey?
Sure.
So I've got an article.
Fast. But I think Taylor also moved on. I'm not Taylor. I heard Calvin also moved on. I saw reports that he was hanging out with... who's that pussycat doll?
Nicole
Scherzinger. Yeah.
But his representative confirmed that he's not seeing anyone.
Sure.
He doesn't have to be seeing someone to be seeing someone, you know?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little something in there. A little bump at night.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, Tom has now come out and said that they're very much in love. And that she's the kind of woman that he can see spending the rest of his life with.
Oh, that's so cute.
So they're moving on really quickly.
Can't wait till she breaks his heart into little pieces.
Oh, God.
And then he's in like a love movie and he's crying and blah, blah, blah.
But it's really sweet. I mean, it was like a true love story. It's like probably, it's like one of her songs. It's a true love story.
Guys, they literally moved on like 2 weeks after they broke up with each other.
Guys, I didn't even have time to get over the relationship before
exactly.
They had moved on.
That means Taylor's a hoe.
So
I wouldn't go as far to call her a hoe cat, though.
She a hoe.
Okay, guys, I've got some more stories for you.
Yes, mm-hmm. Go.
So it was also announced, Selena Gomez said in an interview that, so just take one guess. How much she gets paid for posting one Instagram post?
$70,000.
No.
Kat, how much do you get paid for your Instagram?
$240,000.
Oh, I forgot I was supposed to be Snapchatting this. Let me Snapchat.
Me and Liz are talking, please.
I'm sorry. Kat, carry on, girls. Carry on.
Kat, it's a bit...
Don't let me get in the way.
It's a bit more than that.
Oh, $300,000?
Okay, no. Guys, $550,000.
For one?
For one post.
What am I doing with my life?
I don't know. What am I doing?
What are we doing?
Kat, go set me up another Instagram account.
She can literally post two pictures and it's $1 million. That's it. Over $1 million.
If you're like, guys, I want a new car. Let me put on two.
She doesn't even have to work.
Did anyone see that Coca-Cola one she did?
No. What was that?
She posted one of herself drinking a Coca-Cola. That was sponsored. $550.
So who pays her? Instagram or the brand?
The brands.
Jesus. The brands.
That is a lot of money.
Listen, if I see Selena Gomez drinking a Coke, that doesn't mean I'm going to go buy a Coke.
No, but it makes you think about the Coke and then you want to go get a Coke.
No, it made me think about her hair when I looked at it. That's and then I thought, guys, I really need to get my hair done.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, sir.
But there is a reason why, like, when you go to movies, during the ad breaks, like... You know, there's a trailers.
There's no ad breaks.
The trailers, Kat.
What movies do you go to?
No, like
some cheap ass movie. They're ripping you off.
No, there's like 15 minute trailers, and then they'll play
Coke. Yeah, same trailers, not ad breaks.
Yeah, they'll play a Coke ad, and then it makes you want to like get another Coke. That's the reason why they play the Coke ad. Like, imagine you were like, no, I'm getting a water, but then you see this Coke ad, then you go get a Coke. It's all advertising and like manipulating.
It's all brand awareness, I guess.
No, guys, we buy the snacks before you enter the movie, and then.
Oh, we must tell Kat what we did yesterday.
Okay. Oh, you go. You go.
What happened?
No, you could probably tell the story much better than I can.
Okay, so we got home last night, and then
none of that.
We felt like watching a movie, so that we went to the movies, but it was quite late already. It was like probably like 8:15, and then we knew we were going to be late, but then we went there quickly, and then. All the movies had started already that we wanted to watch.
Yeah.
But we still wanted to watch a movie, and we wanted movie popcorn and slush. So we
slush to be exact.
So we went and got popcorn and slush, and then we went home and watched the movie. It was quite nice.
Oh,
guys.
You didn't watch at the movies.
No, we went home and watched.
But
we
it
just
was quite,
got the,
it was, I won't,
got the snacks.
I won't lie, it was quite embarrassing walking out the movies with just like a full popcorn and a full slush.
It was.
And everyone staring at me.
It was.
I used to do that. Like, I'd be craving movie popcorn and I'd just go buy the popcorn and then go home.
I've never done that. I find that like a waste of time.
I've done that after gym once.
Yeah, because the movie popcorn, like, you can't find it anywhere else and those spices.
Yeah.
So I would just go buy movie popcorn and then leave.
Why don't you just buy microwave popcorn? Isn't it the same?
It's not the same.
Sometimes you burn it, ish, and then
I can't make microwave popcorn.
Yeah, you burn it and it's brown, and then it's awkward.
Yeah, for one episode of Relax is Flax, we must do like a blind taste test where we bring popcorn in from the movies, and then like popcorn, microwavable popcorn, and then we'll see if you can really tell the difference.
Where? Because you know we can't eat in there. Here, do you want us to get fired?
Yeah, we can't.
What is this going to do with a man who doesn't work?
We can't eat in here, but we are allowed puppies and tortoises and stuff.
Liz, do you know, don't cuck in there.
This is probably like the first time you're seeing inside the studio here, but I have a vision of filling the studio floor with tortoises and then doing a live show.
What about kitties?
No, kitties will like destroy stuff and like chew at my feet and stuff. So cute. We've already got one cat. We don't need more kitties.
But what else you got?
Puppies as well, we can fill it with.
Yeah, okay, guys, I got one big story, major news. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna revealed the gender of their baby.
Guys, I have a special drum roll thing that I have downloaded.
Is it a girl?
Do not say
roll
it.
Roll it. It's just you wait
for me to get this drum roll ready, and then you can tell that story, okay?
Okay.
Let's do this.
They are having a girl. Guys, they're having a girl.
She's gonna be a whole lot of mama.
What do you think they're gonna name her?
They're gonna name her how?
What do you think they're gonna name her?
So if her mom's name is her real name, Blac Chyna.
Okay, let's go around the room.
Okay.
Okay, I want your opinions also on WeChat. So hit me up on WeChat and you can phone in, 0861-555-189. You can also go on Twitter at Cliff Central Comcat. Is there anything I left out besides I'm standing in for Aria Kelman?
Well, so Blac Chyna is obviously that's not her real name. Her real name is Angela Renee White.
Oh wow!
So she has a normal name, and Robert Kardashian is a normal name.
Yeah,
but I know what they're going to name.
But their kid's name is King. Okay, so
with Tiger.
Yes,
so she won't be queen.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Guys,
it would be so fitting to call her queen.
I know.
What?
The name. I know the name of the baby.
What?
Oh, now you want to listen to me. The name of the baby is... Okay, I'm not even going to get a drum roll because that was quite hectic to sort out. The name of their baby is Kardashian.
What?
Yeah.
No.
It's Kardashian.
She should name her baby Queen Kardashian because that'll literally just... You know her and Kim are having their little fight. We all know about that.
Yeah. I thought they made up.
Yeah, they made up, but you can just see it eyes, guys. You can see it. So if she called her baby Queen Kardashian, it's the only real Kardashian child, it would be so fitting.
You see,
and
you
she would just throw it in Kim's face. Queen Kardashian.
The reason I said name the baby Kardashian is because this is the baby that's going to carry on the bloodline of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So just name it Kardashian.
They're going to name it maybe Caitlyn Jenner Kardashian.
Caitlyn Jenner. No.
So I read this article. Apparently, Bruce has another child that none of us know about. Or Caitlyn has another child.
I read about that.
Oh,
but
gosh.
His name is Bert.
Oh, yes. I think...
Bert.
His name is Bert, and he just had a kid. But I wasn't going to bring the story up, but it's just very weird that he has this kid that none of us knew about.
Chris, do you mind just calling Bert quickly on the phone?
Is that...
Bert Kardashian?
That's terrible.
That's a terrible accent.
That's my Caitlyn Jenner impersonation.
Caitlyn does not have a woman voice.
No, she doesn't.
Michael.
I do not watch her anymore. I've forgotten how she sounds. I've forgotten how she looks. Her reality show was so boring.
If you watch South Park, you can see what Caitlyn Jenner looks like.
What did you say?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Jenner.
Sorry, Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Jenner.
Mike, we got time for one more story and then we got to go to gaming.
Okay, one more story. So let me find like the best story that I've ever had out of stories. Oh, did you see that Pokemon Go has been turned into like a Tinder sort of dating app?
Yes.
Basically, it's same swipe left, swipe right. But the difference is you base your swipes on the person's Pokemons that they have and like how much they love the game. And then your first date isn't like you don't pick the date. The date gets chosen by the app and it's going to be at like a Pokemon gym. So that you go there and you have something to talk about and then you battle each other and stuff like that.
Thank God I'm not on Pokemon.
You get the first date free and then the second time you use the app, you have to pay like $20.
Okay, I don't have $20.
I think it's so cool.
No, guys.
Why aren't you playing Pokemon Go?
Guys, I have better things to do with my life.
Kat, me and Flax are both playing Pokemon Go.
Guys.
It's like, it's life. Pokemon.
First of all, you have to create like the other iTunes account because we don't have it in South Africa.
Yeah, there's ways around it.
Not emotionally prepared for that journey in my life. So, yeah. But if I feel like playing, I'll play on Michael's phone. I'll just steal it, you know.
Yeah. Stay away from my phone. I treat Pokemon Go like it's a way of life.
Like it's your firstborn child.
Yeah, this is my firstborn child, Kat.
Okay, congratulations, guys.
So, Liz.
Thank you.
how have you liked being on Relax It's Flax?
It's been fun,
guys. What do you think of the studios?
It's very nice being here.
If you're wondering who Liz is my girlfriend.
Yes,
and
guys.
We've decided to bring her on Relax It's Flax because I thought, second to me, she is the one in South Africa who knows most about celebrity gossip and, like, cool trending news stories.
Literally. This is, like, all we talk about. I'll, like, tell this him, like, legit. Oh, my word, did you know? And then he'll tell me a news story, and then it'll just be, like, we talk about celebs.
Admit half the time when you're, like, did you know this news story? I'm, like, yeah, I did know it. Or, like, I can fill in the blanks. Or I like, extend on your celebrity gossip stories.
Exactly.
Like that Justin Bieber song.
Yes.
Like, I was first to find out about Justin Bieber's new song. Yes. It's called Cold Water. I played a copy of it earlier, but obviously they sent me like a very bad
Who's they?
Copy.
Bieber's
yeah,
management.
Bieber's people. Kat, I must actually let, later on, we're actually going to be playing out an interview I did with Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Yes.
Very exciting stuff. I don't want to give away too much what we're going to be doing in the second hour because it's going to be a big surprise to everyone.
Listen, we need to get Liz back when Ari's here because I think it'll be
no, guys.
10 times
I said
more
this is
well.
First and last time. No, first.
I will invite her. I'm the producer.
First and last.
Me
time.
And her are going to exchange details when she leaves here.
Thank you, Kat.
Liz, thank you so much for coming on Relax It's Flax.
Thank you.
I hope we've treated you with the utmost respect.
It's been lovely. Thank you.
And this is the first and last time, so I can't really say I hope to see you again, but I will definitely see you again at home because we live together, right?
Yeah, we do.
That is another edition of Relax It's Flax. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.